They asked me to write for it, but I didn't have the confidence. I thought, no, as my dad always used to say when I was up in the room doing the thing, how's your typing going, boy? Never write. How's your typing going? And I must have believed that, because I thought, I'll be the receptionist and do little bits and pieces. That had to be on the staff, and that was that. But I was the receptionist initially at the NME, yeah.
And then you went into radio, GLR.
Yeah, was that? No, I think I did television before GLR. I did the 6 o'clock show, which again came from the punk rock thing.
That Janet was Street, in London.
Janet Street Porter, yeah, exactly. But Janet Street Porter saw me, offered us this little show called 20th Century Box, which again went out in London, gave me 75 quid a week for it, money in the bin. And that led on to the 6 o'clock show, and then radio. Which was GLR show, which, you know, probably is still the best thing I ever did. That the little show, paying just local radio, paying £30-40 for the 3-hour show. But that was all I was getting, 30 quid a week. The 6 o'clock show had finished. It's the only time I've ever been broke. And I didn't have any effect on me at all. I don't come from a background that covets money or suspects you're going to be anything other than broke. But it came as a shock when bailiffs knocked on the door. And I think
Literally.
I've done telly for six, 7 years by then. And I literally had bailiffs knock on the door saying, ever heard of three letters called VANT? Nope. could we see your tax returns? Ah, no, other people do that. I'm a rock and roller. And they gave me like 2 hours that they were going to come back and take everything away. And I was living in a terraced house on paper in Deptford with two kids, and they were going to come and take their stuff away. And a brother-in-law borrowed me the money, and I thought, I'd better go to work, because I've always had this, because I can do things. It's a bit of a Swiss Army knife insofar as media goes. I can write, and I can do telly, I can do radio, and so it never bothered us, and I never sought work out. I never had agent, never did. Did it pretty soon after that, though. I thought I'd better go to work. And that began the whole era of doing everything. Daz adverts, Mars adverts, game shows. I did everything for like 4 or 5 years, and I tell you, the bailiff's never going to knock on my door again, John, that's for sure.
if he does,
I shall send him away with a flea in his ear and a check.
Now, do everything, and operating on a national scene, that included Radio 5, where you were enormously successful.
Yeah, and my shows, I was asked to do a quiz show called Sports Call, which I thought, yeah, okay, you know, as I say, and it was a lot. I work best when I'm given a disciplined structure that I can then corrupt. Nobody wants haywire at first. That's how I work best. So they were given this game show, and I can ad-lib like crazy, and it was good. And then this fellow came in and said, do you want to come back after the football and do a sports phone-in? And he said, it's exactly 6:06. There wasn't a name for it. I said, sure, yeah. It was a great radio show, but initially it took calls about chess and all sorts of things. And I just performed. It was just a big old broadside is what I do best. And fortunately, on the very first show, Andy Townsend, the Chelsea player, rang in. Because now, of course, it's passé and anyone would do it. But I was asking about, do you know for a fact the referees are bent? You know, it's a nice red rag to throw. And Andy Townsend rang, so I've just worked with one this afternoon. And the Mirror picked up on this next day. They said, this Chelsea player rang and accused referee of being bent. And then 6:06 just took off because, A, I was real good at it. And I did used to come straight from football matches to doing it. But then when 5 Live took over from Radio 5, all of a sudden the rules changed a bit. They were dependent on a few contracts from the football. They couldn't afford maverick shows that may affect their connections. And that's when I started finding that they didn't want me to work with a friend of mine through the glass who knew where I worked and knows how far I'll go and where I'm going with stuff. And they started putting their own producers in, and that's where I started getting into trouble.